welcome into the playlist. You just heard Lucius with Turn It Around. Now, Lucius will be joining some rising stars, Milo Green, as well as J.D. McPherson on the road. For more information, make sure to check out their website, ilovelucius.com. Coming up later in the program, we are going to be speaking with a good friend of mine from Seattle, Wisdom. We're going to hear some of his cuts from his albums, as well as, you know, just catching up, man. It's sometimes good to just catch up with your friends and play some good music. But before we get into that, how about we hear Fang Island, who I want to be my friend. I've played these guys like so many times, and I'm kind of obsessed with them. Their album Major is out now, so make sure to get it immediately. Here is Asunder. For more information on Fang Island, make sure to check out their website, FangIsland.com.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? This is Wisdom. You're going to hear my song for a soldier. Check it out.
Y'all, I'm going through withdrawals while it burns like a lava scented aerosol. Take a walk from my room to the closet wall. Witness my personal Nike exhibition hall. I reside in a three-room abode. Two people in the third room's my foot wardrobe. Jordan, LeBron's, Griffey, and even Cole. You think a fam of 10 lived inside, I suppose. But let's break down some of my favorite ones. Love the Nike Air Max, but I never make a run. Got the ill J's, but my hoop game's been done. Tiger Woods cleats, cheat, I only play for fun, son. Spent half a G on a particular pair, but only warm once, yup. Vanity Fair, no Air Force Ones. I need that pocketed air. Catching Burleson's collection, I ain't a millionaire. Square credit cards send me Valentine notes. Owing for whips, but all I got is laces and bolts. More colorways than Joseph's Technicolor coat. It's fair with the modern day Imelda Marcos. Toast to the free advertising I give. Nike love me like Mike, don't wanna be like Wiz. We have vices garnered by the lives we live. I'll fuck a home, I'ma build a Nike igloo, you dig?
I'm just blank. Got the shorts 2 weeks before they came out. Flashy.
I'ma stay filthy.
Nah, I'm talking
with
about
more kicks than a baby in a mother's stomach.
I'm just blank.
And I'm a Nike head.
I'ma stay filthy.
Nah, I'm talking
with
about
more kicks than a baby in a mother's stomach.
I love the summers living here in Seattle. No jeans, all shorts, and a few sneaker battle. I heard them out the room. These Nike swoosh cattle can only pick one, but it still gets me rattled. And here's a secret why I rarely ever drink. Late night internet, no porn, just sneaks. Only 300 for those true blue, so slick. PayPal, buy it now. I'm cool with no gas, G. Honestly, I need a colorway for a fit. Purple, red, yellow, blue, I need a green cash age. Headed down to Chikara's RPS. Click first step recovering, admit I'm an addict. Trips to Beaverton, the NES, no 8-bit. I'm talking that employee, yes. Discount all day, maxing cards, no pay. I need a Nike sugar mama like, hey baby, what you say? They sold out of 12s, no way. Can I order them, Jay, off your website today? Oh, and expedite the shipping so they come my way. But don't tell my mom she doesn't get my different colorways. They should've had me in that just for kicks. Documenting on my pairs, a daily threesome twist. Pornographic X-rated, that's how I does this. Slide the shoe on my foot, experience bliss.
Foot Soldier by my guest Wisdom. How's it going, man?
Turtle, what's up, buddy?
I know, long time no talk. Real quick, let me give you a plug. For more information on Wisdom, you can find him on his website, wisdomsound.com. And like we were saying before, it's been a while since I've talked to you, man.
Yeah, it's definitely been a while. It's been, I want to say, what, 2 years?
It can't be 2 years, because I know we've probably talked off and on through email before then, because you're from Seattle, and I talked to a lot of, you know, acts from Seattle, and I always mention you. I'm like, hey, have you, you know, seen my friend Wisdom or anything like that? So, and some of them say, yeah, some of them know you, so which is really cool.
That's a good thing, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And what I like, too, is that you keep on improving in your sound. And we just heard the song Foot Soldier, which, by the way, I saw the video, and I'm going to put the video on the show notes so people can see this amazing video of all these shoes. Are these shoes yours?
No, they're not my shoes. I have a pretty awesome collection myself, and I know that we spoke about that the last time I was on with you, but those are actually my good friend Nate Burleson's shoes, and that's his shoe collection. And for those who don't know who he is a wide receiver in the NFL for the Detroit Lions. And both him and I are just addicted to shoes, specifically Nikes. So that video was kind of like the MTV Cribs version that we used my song as kind of the soundtrack for his shoe episode.
Were you going to do a episode with your shoes?
I was thinking about it, and I have a lot, but I just thought, you know, for that specific video, I wanted to do something different. I wanted to do a video where I'm not the center of attention, where I'm barely in the video at all, where someone kind of bases my, or bases their story around a song that I've done, and it just kind of worked in that way. So I thought about it, and I even thought about actually putting out, like, a video after that just with my shoe collection, but then I'm like, you know what, I'm going to kind of leave that up for people's imagination, and then I'll just kind of put some feelers out here and there of my collection as it goes.
Maybe you do a response to Foot Soldier and call it, like, feet or something. I don't know.
Feet squared, and then just put everything. Yeah, unfortunately, I cannot compete with his collection. And, you know, there's a lot of people that I'm sure I can blow out of the water with the stuff that I have, but I don't make multi-million dollars playing pro football, so I kind of have to make deal with what I have.
Now, how do you know Nate Burleson? Like, to me, the two don't correlate, you know, him being a Detroit guy and you being, you know, a Seattle guy.
Right, so we actually went to high school together, and that's actually where the music thing kind of started for me in terms of actually rapping. Nate and I would have I think we had 5 classes together our senior year. And in class, we would just kind of sit there and write bars and try and come up with really clever punchlines. And I remember telling him back then, I said, hey, you know, if I ever put out an album, you know, you need to be a part of it. And he was like, man, absolutely. And neither of us knew that he was going to end up becoming a professional athlete. He was always very good, but it wasn't something that I think, you know, most people that knew him at the time thought was actually going to happen, and it did. And so I remember in 2006 when I was recording the Book of Wisdom, I contacted him because he had just signed to play with the Seattle Seahawks. So he was coming back home. He was in Minnesota. And he was like, man, I told you back then. He's like, absolutely, you know, just tell me what you need. And so we connected and worked on music together. He got on my first and second album. So he's always kind of been a part of my music from the get-go.
Tell me about the decision to, when approaching him, to come out in the video. Because being on an album is one thing, you know, because there's no cameras. It's just you, you know, recording in the studio. But then actually saying, hey, would you be in a video? That I'm not saying it is a different element, but that's just something sometimes some people don't like to do.
Well, the funny thing is he actually approached me with the idea. I was out in Detroit last year. I always go out to whatever city he's playing in at least once a year to hang out with him and go to one of the games. So I happened to be out there for a game, and it was right before my most recent album, Unearthed, had come out. And I gave him an advanced copy, and we were listening to it in the car, and he was just kind of vibing out, and he was like, man, I really like these songs, and you sound so much better, and this and that. And then when he heard the Foot Soldier song, he just kind of flipped out, and he goes, man, he goes, he's like, I want to do a video, you know, to this song. He's like, but with my shoe collection. And I was like, okay, ha-ha. And a couple of months later, after the season ended, he shot me a text. He's like, you know, I wasn't kidding. He goes, if you have somebody in mind to shoot a video for it, let's make it happen. So I contacted my good friend Jeff Santos, who's done a couple of videos for me, and he met up with Nate and I, and Nate kind of told him what he was hoping he wanted to do, because, I mean, Nate's a wide receiver in the NFL. These guys, they definitely like They like to be pretty. They like to show what they have, their clothing. They like to look good. So he was like, man, I want to show people, you know, all these shoes I have. So that's how the whole video came about. It was actually his idea from the get-go.
Now, I know you're a Seahawks fan. So while he's playing with the Detroit Lions, are you hating on him, or what's the...
Oh, man, this is probably, you're probably going to put me in some hot water here. But to be totally honest with you, if it comes down to the Detroit Lions or the Seattle Seahawks, my allegiance always goes to my family first. So I love the Seahawks. I will always love the Seahawks. The Lions I only happen to love because Nate plays for them. But whatever team Nate is playing for, that's the team that I want to be most successful. So the Lions right now are 1A, Seahawks are 1B. I know people that are listening from Seattle are not going to be happy to hear that, but I still love the Seahawks. I'm always going to support them. If it comes to them playing Detroit, I have to cheer for Nate.
Now, if you want to send some hate messages to Wisdom, make sure to go to his Twitter, twitter.com/wisdom80, and I'm going to have all the links so that you can contact him. Now,
yes, perfect.
Yeah, man. Well, here's the thing. After Unearthed came out, you started releasing singles. You released two. And the last single that you released, which I love, and that's with this Canadian singer, Steph Lang. I liked it for two reasons. One, because her voice, I really like her voice. And two, it was a very unexpected move by you. This song just kind of came out from nowhere. And to me, it was very, like, radio-friendly. Tell me about the creation of this song.
The creation of the song Forever, it's kind of a, I don't want to say necessarily a lengthy process, but I knew from the get-go that I wanted to do two things. I wanted to do a song with Steph Lang, whom I had met through one of my good friends. She's just an incredible, incredible singer and songwriter from Vancouver, BC, up in Canada. And so I'd kind of gotten to know her over the years, and we had spoken about, you know, doing a collaborative effort sometime in the future. So I was excited about that. I just wanted to make sure I found, you know, the right song that I thought would fit her talents best. And in order to do that, I really wanted to try something different and to do a song that's definitely got more of like a pop feel to it, but still has obviously the hip-hop undertones. So I reached out to this local producer here in Seattle called Nima Schemes, and he has done a bunch of production for a really, really popular artist from Seattle, one of my good friends, Saul. Saul is kind of like he's the young, up-and-coming Macklemore, as we call him up here, because Macklemore, of course, being from Seattle, being extremely popular, so Saul's kind of following his footsteps. Anyways, Nima had done all of these great beats for Saul that definitely had a very pop sound to them. So I approached him with the idea, you know, told him, could you send me a couple of beats? You know, I'm looking for something that's kind of got, you know, a more pop, upbeat feeling. I wasn't thinking I was going to do a depressing song. Anyways, he sent me a bunch of beats, and the beat that you now hear for the song Forever, I was actually with my girlfriend down in California when I was listening to it. She's probably not going to be happy that I'm saying this, but she started to actually tear up and cry a little bit when she heard the beat. And this is without any, you know, input from me, obviously no vocals, just the actual instrumental. And that right there just kind of spoke to me. I was like, you know what, if this is kind of like a poppy beat that also can get emotions out of people, this is what I wanted to do. And then from there, I just kind of took over from that creative process and wanted to do a song about love, but also about loss, and really just showcase Steph Lang's talents. And I was just blessed that she was able to do that, and the song has got a really, really positive reception since its release.
Yeah, your voice and her voice complement each other real well. I'm very curious as to know if you're thinking about starting a side project with her, because I think that would just be amazing.
You know, it's funny. There's actually a couple of people that have asked that question to both myself and to Steph. And I know that we definitely do want to do more music together. So I would definitely entertain that. And I think that, you know, if nothing else, at least one or two more songs in the future would be awesome. And a side project would be even better.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's hear the song that I've been gushing over. And we're going to have more with my guest Wisdom. But here is Forever featuring Steph Lang.
remember, remember all those beautiful nights back in December when you came awaken me from my deep dark slumbers. Gave me comfort through the lightning and thunder. But you gone, I can't believe that here. Just yesterday by my side, fell asleep, no fears. But now the rain's here, cloudy skies, way more tears. You that one in a million, but now not near. Your folded clothes on the bathroom floor. I smell your perfume running out the door. What's the reason, baby girl, for us being no more? And now my heart aches tough, stinging like a man of war. They say love hurts, yeah, that's right. I can't fall asleep, pacing all night. Wanna be hearing you saying, baby, it's I. Wish I was authoring the ending that I could rewrite tonight. Real love, we couldn't be denied. Never. Life's a journey, wild and crazy ride. Never knew some other guy wanted you by their side. But now God has you as his angelic bride. I cry. Remember the way your smile lit up last September when I asked you to be by my side now forever. You said yes, love, our lives are meant to be together. And now I wish I could turn back time or trade God your life back for mine. But now the rain's here, cloudy skies, no rewind. A helpless feeling being here, feeling so resigned. Our pictures hanging on the mantelpiece. Our baby name talks haunt my sleep. It's me and you, always us, you and me, the perfect team. And I can still hear you laugh from last night's DVD. Can't forget the call from SPD telling me your body's pinned up against that tree. Your last words spoken soft, saying you can't breathe. And then the life inside me departed with your being. What on this earth did you just not do? A saint to everybody, yeah, that's true. I won't forgive him, babe, nah, it's forever. F*** you, the Most High couldn't save, so my prayers is through.
What you're hearing, you can check me out on wisdomsound.com and wisdom80@bandcamp.com.
Yeah, wisdom epidemic. Patiently waiting for this, y'all. We back. Yeah, check it out, y'all. Yeah. It feels like a minute, whizzing and be back with some time to recommit. New issue dropping Babylon like we in the Matrix. Slow us down to speed it up, yeah, highlight clips. Stretching coast, caramello west to the Knicks. Dropping hits, funk flex, 60 minute shifts. Putting in work like I did with Mac and Grinch. Not a cinch, got a feeling that I ain't riding niche. Now people seeing me on my grind. Healthy lifestyle, got my life redirected, redesigned. Yeah. This the now, up and no time to unwind. Working harder, blood and sweat like I'm rap's concubine. Okay. Sounded fine, young Wiz, wanna be the modern day Einstein. Realign commitment to mine, American made mine. Now we focused on a shine like the Henry Ford assembly line.
Patience.
come hard or don't come at all. Buckle up, motherfucker, for the 2011 Players Ball. Spittin' West Park to East Biggie Smalls. Wiz an epidemic, LT and Darren Sprawls. Call me Jericho, I break down these walls. You taking baby steps on the floor when you crawl. Yes, yes, y'all. Incoming call, piss away the competition like dirty urinals. Pause. Allow me this chance to breathe and show you some magic tricks I got up my sleeve. You zoning? We steady running full court. We preach biblical ish. Mel Gibson won't believe.
God damn.
Hallelujah. Amen, my dude. Sprint away like Carl Lewis with the Nike track shoes. Y'all can't catch up like the Heinz food. Running marathons on mics like Prefontaine do.
Now my patience, baby, wearing thin. Well,
let
well,
that bitch breathe.
Like patience, paper thin. These kids expect miracles with no real work put in. Listening, I don't owe you zilch, nada, not nothing. Got a harder chin than money, name, and boxing rings. Unity, yo, that word is overused. Unify your own music, success rarely coming to. Free taking on the world, Jesus, king of the Jews. But us two, some mixed nuts, no cashews. We back like the snapback 80s dude. This the appetizer for what's next. No finger food. Top answers on the board. Yeah, family feud. Staying confident of the self-destruct. Martha Stew. Art, we paint the canvas for you. New sound, same players. Raging Bull, Carlos Boos. Top Guns, Val Kilmer, Tom Cruise. Stay glued like Wiz, permanently tattooed.
And you're back on the playlist, and we just heard Patience by Wisdom, which you can find on his website, wisdomsound.com. And Wisdom is with a Z. And like I said, I'll have all the places like his Bandcamp and his Twitter. I'll have all the links on the notes so you can check him out. Let's talk about your weight loss. I've went on your Facebook because me and you were friends on Facebook. You know, I make no, you know, qualms about that. You know, I'm friends with the people that I talk with, which is you know, really cool. And I've noticed that you've dropped a significant amount of weight.
Yeah, man, I feel like I've basically dropped like a kid off of my body. You know, it started the summer of 2010. One of my really good friends, Jawan Hooker, shout out to Jay. He's a personal trainer. He was part of the, I want to say it was the 2000 Olympics. He was an alternate, so he's a track guy. So obviously he's a really good shape. He's a nutritionist, all this stuff. And he'd seen me at the gym, and he was like, man, he goes, you know, I see you here. I know you're working hard. He goes, but you're not losing any weight. He's like, you know, let me get you started on this plan. And I was just like, man, I don't need any of that stuff. And he goes, he's like, bro, he's like, just pay what I would pay for it. Just try it and see if it works. And so I did this, man, they're probably hoping they get some residuals out of this. I did this Advocare 24-day plan where basically I was taking specific products throughout the days and eating a very specific diet and then obviously getting cardio workouts in. And after 24 days, I had lost, I believe it was 37 pounds. And I was like, wow, if I can drop 37 pounds, you know, why can't I just keep going? So I basically just had to get addicted to cardio, which I did. I really got heavily into running, which I'm still heavily into, and ended up losing, I think at my max, I had lost 115 pounds. I had started at 320, and right about now I'm at like 215, and I'm kind of happy at that spot. So yeah, it was pretty crazy, but I feel fantastic, and it affects every aspect of my life in a positive way. So Health is wealth, man.
Yeah, is that what the song Patience is about?
Yeah, the song Patience, part of it was kind of inspired by that. And I do mention the weight loss, and I do mention the, you know, the new lifestyle. And, you know, when I came out with that song, because it was actually the first single off Unearthed, but it came out so far in advance of the album that I almost was debating whether or not to put it on the album, but I decided to do that because it did get such a good reception. It kind of was like the anthem for that, and so we did a music video for it right before the album came out, and it was just kind of a teaser video, but my friend that did it, my buddy who also did the Foot Soldier video, Jeff Santos, we wanted to kind of play on the weight loss and then also incorporate the whole Mike Tyson's punch out for the old school heads that remember that game. So if you see the video, you'll see that I'm basically training throughout this music video, running and wearing an outfit similar to what Lil Mac from Mike Tyson's punch out wore. So the song, the weight loss, the video all kind of was a big just collaborative effort that I kind of wanted to do to showcase the new me.
I'll tell you what, I'll embed that video in the show notes as well so people can see what we're talking about. But you know what? You mentioned something that just kind of sparked a little something. Maybe that should be the name of your next album, which is Punch Out, you know? Just...
That's actually not that bad of an idea. You get publishing rights to that, right?
Yeah, maybe we'll see. We'll see. Lastly, I know we you know touched on this a little earlier, but you've been traveling back and forth to Cali and then to Seattle, and I guess partly of that is because I guess you have a girlfriend. Are you thinking about moving down here? Is it getting serious between you two?
You know, I've thought about that. I think that the way that we're looking at it is. She is going to move up to Seattle probably sometime next year. So we'll kind of see where that goes from now. But yeah, no, it's definitely gotten serious. I should say it's been serious. But I do love the fact that I can kind of go between, you know, Seattle and Southern California so often, because when I was younger, it was like, okay, Disneyland, you know, maybe twice in my whole lifetime. And now it's like Disneyland maybe twice a year. So I love that.
You could definitely OD on Disneyland, if I can just, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Well, not, and you know what? Actually, not even Disneyland. Universal Studios, like, that's our spot. We went there last year. They had the, in October, they do, like, that whole, I forget what it was called, but they transform the whole park into, you know, like, the Fright Night or whatever, and every ride becomes, like, a horror movie ride, and I was like, man, this is incredible. So, yeah, no, it's always fun. We always have a good time. I want to go down there to hang out.
Cool. Well, when you come down, maybe, you know, no, we won't put any cameras or we won't do any audio or anything, but maybe me and you can finally hang out and just chill, you know, no cameras or anything like that. I would really like that.
Absolutely, man. We're absolutely going to do that. We can talk about my new album cover that you've already just basically come up with the title name for. So, you know, one step in the process.
Deal. My guest has been Wisdom. Make sure to check him out on his website. And that's wisdomsound.com. And I'll have links to his Bandcamp and his Twitter and his Facebook. So you guys can go check him out. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with me, man.
Oh, I truly appreciate it, man. We'll have to do this more often. And to everybody that's listening down in Southern California, man, enjoy that sun. In Seattle, we've got a little bit of it, so hopefully we can get some more. But love all you guys, and thanks again for all the support.
Soulzilla with a full cup of gin, blowing on some killer like Snoop, not Wiz. But it's bad for the kids, so don't do that ish, unless you ain't got nothing to do for the rest of your life. In that case, get it in tonight. And while you at it, pour me a big old glass. I'm busy looking for a cutie with a big old ass. Bonita Apple Bump, you gotta put me on. Keep on dancing on my junk and you gon' get it up. Hope you ready for my love. It's too late for romance when you so goofed up. It's no hands, no slow dance. Maybe I'll cook you some eggs when we wake up. More likely, I'll be at the studio making cuts. I'll write a song about you called Not The One. That's why you shouldn't hook up with rappers at the club. Yeah.
Look around the room and I'm like, oh, that's nice. Got a feeling that this party here is gon' crack right. Feels good waking up like it was all last night. With this chick in my bed, I'm like, for sure, that's nice. I'm looking around the room and I'm like, oh, that's nice. Got a feeling that this party here is gon' crack right. Feels good waking
in my bed, I'm like, for sure, that's nice.
Step up in the party, it's me, the famous rapper that they step up in the party to see. I'm not gigging, but having conversations with jocular black women. Try to convince him that creeping is creeping and not sinning. While she laughing, I glance at my watch at the time passing. I guess she with a man and he hot, but I'm not flashing. Make a saving grace, address me directly. If you got something bugging you, homie, come say it to my face. They all the same, no, so I don't stress it. Your technique's weak and mine's done and been perfected. I two-step to the next shorty rocking tall shoes. Like if we both leave alone, then we all lose. So what's the point of that? She winked at me and dropped it. I later for the small talk, we to a different topic. Follow the body language and pursued on the move. Texas Smitty swooped me in the afternoon, you know.
Look around the room and I'm like, oh, that's nice. Got a feeling that this party here is gon' crack, right? Feels good waking up like it was all last night. With this chick in my bed, I'm like, for sure, that's nice. I'm looking around the room and I'm like, oh, that's nice. Got a feeling that this party here is gon' crack, right? Feels good waking up like it was all last night. With this chick in my bed, I'm like, for sure, that's nice.
It's a full moon, skip the red box. Air Nikes, 501s, Ralph Lauren plaid button top. A snug fit, showcase my weight drop. Wizzy Young Teen Wolf, kid, but no Michael J. Fox. Party's popping, my fam's in the place. Plenty ladies with the thick legs and cute face. The record playing L Boogs and Ghostface. And this one Spanish mommy pushing up on my waist. She saw smiling, prompting me to act. I smile back sheepishly, she asked if I rapped. I said, yeah, feeling cocky, no tact. Like game to Dr. Dre, name drop my dude Mac. The more and more we talked, she was all on my jock. Walked the outside, flexing my Herbie Hancock. Knock, LL, backseat, drop top. Pink cookies, plastic bag.
Getting crushed by a building. Look around the room and I'm like, oh, that's nice. Got a feeling that this party here is gon' crack, right? Feels good waking up like it was all last night. With this chick in my bed, I'm like, for sure, that's nice. I'm look around the room and I'm like, oh, that's nice. Got a feeling that this party here is gon' crack, right? Feels good waking up like it was all last night. With this chick in my bed, I'm like, for sure, that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice, but what does it mean?
Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.